Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Shopping and having fun. Shopping. Bring Papa and Mama along. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place.
Oh, what a happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience. Ooh.
Good morning to you. Good morning. You may be wondering, where is your favorite team on Wednesday morning? We are here. We are here. And I must say, it's a pleasure being here with you this morning, yet for another episode of Health Vibes, your very own health talk show brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy. We are indeed delighted to have your listening ear. I mean, there are so many choices at this time that you can log on to, but you've chosen us. And as always, you have trusted the information that we give to you week after week. And we get the nice sentiments all the time on the radio. Let me say good morning to my wonderful co-host, Miss Trudy Christian, decked in beautiful yellow. They call it egg yolk yellow.
Oh, really?
That's the you know, the CKA kind of yellow, as the, you know, the CKA bird.
Carlton, yes. I thought it was mustard. Good morning, Carlton.
It's mustard? Mustard is a difference. It's egg yolk yellow.
Good morning, Carlton. Good morning to the listeners of Q95 Radio and, of course, our very constant listeners, yes, of Jolly's Health Vibes. Always a pleasure to be on. And I know, Carlton, yes, you said they have a lot of choices, but they always make a good choice by logging on to this show on a Wednesday morning. Always a good choice.
That's it. And we love that. I mean, so many people have said to me, and I'm sure they've said the same thing to you, that having listened to this show, they've modified their general health and wellness. You know, they've made adjustments, positive adjustments. Mm-hmm. Some people, I met a gentleman who said to me, you know, because of the show, that he quit smoking.
Oh, wow.
You know, one day he was listening and he heard me use an analogy, you know, to describe the dangers of smoking. And he felt I was really speaking to him because he, you know, he smoked, you know, among his family for years and just took it for granted, mm-hmm, and not recognized how dangerous
it was.
You know, it was. And he said to me, even more so, he apologized to his wife and children for exposing them for all these years to secondhand smoke, and was hoping that, you know, they would not have gotten any medical complication due to it. So this is the kind of great report we want to hear.
Yes.
You know?
So in inspired some sort of self-awareness and, you know, accountability from this man. I've gotten a lot of feedback, Carlton, mainly regarding being educated, enlightened, informed. So, you know, most people would say, you know, they did not know this, or this was so new to them, or this was so engaging engaging, that they really listened and they are now aware of this and that. You know what I mean? So this is the type of, even in terms of just learning about our different professionals that we have here in Dominica, a lot of people always reach out to me and say, you had this person was with you on Carlton, or you know, who is this? I didn't know of this professional, and you know, I was so impressed. So even in terms of that type of awareness of what is available here in terms of professional ability, I get that too, that people are engaged on that front. Yeah,
that is so true. That is so true. Trudy, on another note, you would have noticed that we had a lot of sad news.
Yes.
Over the past couple of days.
Yes.
And so we really want to extend our deepest condolences to the many bereaved people, those who are hurting, those who are in pain, those who are in sorrow at this time because they have had a loss, particularly unexpected losses.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, you know what was happening to me, Trudy, I'll tell you. On Saturday, I was at the hospital when the Dorivals experienced that severe loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I felt the way that I felt at that moment at the hospital, myself being there with them, was when I got the news that particular Saturday when my father was murdered. I'm not sure if it has happened to you, where you are so, your brain goes somewhere else and it's almost like as though you're walking on remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have no end, like your energy just goes away and you feel like you're floating.
Yes.
That's how I felt the Saturday.
Like you're in an alternate reality almost, yes.
Yeah. And that affected me bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kept on hearing other, you know. The young man who died on his way to Portsmouth, I was with two other gentlemen on Friday on the Bayfront. He came. He greeted all of us, knocked us, spoke to us for quite a while.
Always.
And then he walked away. He walked off.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see that
the next,
in less than
next
72
day.
Hours, right. Next day, he's dead. It was, it's like my brain was feeling so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It almost like when the young girl in Warner went missing.
Tanisha.
And I just had to log off from all social media because my brain couldn't take any more of it. It was just getting... and
too much.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, Carlton, so what has happened? What happened over the weekend? I think, I mean, each life is important. Everybody's life is important. But sometimes when there are several lives lost in quick succession, mm-hmm. or the people who are lost are people who have impacted mm-hmm. multiple lives, mm-hmm. or the person who is lost is someone that hasn't had a chance to live, you know, much life.
Mm-hmm.
So these type of situations cause the community on a whole to really sit back and get very reflective, get very saddened. And so I think this is what has been happening. Everybody is, you know, almost feeling mm-hmm. what the families are feeling, yes, empathizing,
and you internalize it so
and wondering mm-hmm. too, you know, how would you be able mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. deal or cope, or mm-hmm. you know, trying to put yourself in some of these people's positions, and it's rough, and I know it can be overwhelming too, and so I think people too, sometimes you have to think of your own mental health if
it's
you
true.
Know you are triggered, mm-hmm. You know, by some of these sad occurrences that we have in Carlton, you just mentioned it. Sometimes you need to log off for a bit, you know, and take some time to just create your own personal safe haven in your mind, because sometimes things can be happening and they can really overwhelm you, they can trigger you, and your mental health itself can become affected.
And that's a very good point that you've raised, because I felt that way. I mean, I was just feeling very overwhelmed, and it's like terrible. Like I was just feeling off. And then, you know, just all these things. And then the young lady from Sufria, she took such good care of my daughter in daycare.
Mm.
And my daughter was crying so much, you know, and my wife. And it's like, how much more can right. You know, it's just. And then, you know, my friend who died recently from Bafi State, you know, it's like bam, bam, bam. It's like before you can even grieve properly about one, another one just hits something you, and it's happening. Like bam, 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 bam. So I know it's very, very overwhelming for many people. And we just really, really, you know, one of the things I'm learning from all of this is that at the end of the day, all we have is each other.
Right, right. And Carlton, so for me too, and I just want to extend condolences to the family and friends of Sherman Julian, that's Beluga, or people call him Wapap sometimes. Yes. That's the young man you spoke of who died on the in the accident in Mona Espanol. So his family, James Rodney and the rest of his family, I want to extend my condolences to them. But what it makes me think of is how grateful we have to be for every moment that we have with our loved ones, you know. So for me, it's a sign that you really never should take any time that you have with someone for granted. And we get these lessons over and over, and sometimes we still forget, you know, and we take people for granted, we take the time that we have for them for granted. Oh, I'll see them another time, you know. You know, but you never know.
True.
You just never know. So you have to always and try to be the best you can be to the ones that you love, because you don't know how much more time you have. You never, ever know how much more time you have. And if you've never been impacted by loss, sometimes you can get, you know, you're not aware of that. Like, you're living in a type of reality where, you know, you think like time is endless because you've never suffered deep loss. But for people who have, they will always tell you, you know, time is so important. It's critical. You just never know. Because people say, I wish I had this, or I wish I had, you know. So you have to tell yourself, boy, every moment I have with my loved ones, with, you know, family, you know, I need to cherish that. I need to make the most of that.
And even for the bereaved, if you do recognize that you might, you know, the situation has got you very angry, it has gotten you very withdrawn, you are no longer yourself, weeks after, months after, therapy is important, and that helps. Because even when my father was murdered, I had to do therapy, and it helped me a lot, you know. So we really want to see that as well, that, you know, find a qualified therapist, you know, someone that can guide you and put things into perspective. Because in situations like that, you can get angry, you can regret, you can blame yourself, what if, what you could have done differently, and so many, you know, different impulsions can hit you. And if you're not careful, it can really send you in places that you never thought you would have been. So we want to encourage people as well, if you're experiencing deep loss, and that could that also includes a divorce or separation, and you recognize it's affecting you severely to the point where you seem to be losing who you are, losing yourself, now is the time to really try to speak to someone professional and get some interventions along the way. So what we're going to do, we are going to take a short break, and then we will begin to talk about how are we preparing for the hurricane season.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Langdo, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
St. Mary's chips, a chip for every occasion. Let's go where good things happen.
Craving a bite of something tasty but healthy? Then it's time to head to Jolly's Pharmacy and pick up some chips from St. Mary's. Cassava, banana, breadfruit or plantain chips, the choice is all yours. All ingredients are fresh from the farm and it's healthy. There's zero trans fat, no MSG and it's gluten-free. So when you're making those healthy choices, always choose St. Mary's. St. Mary's, where good things happen.
St. Mary's chips. A chip for every occasion, made with love in the Caribbean.
Distributed island-wide by Jolly's Pharmacy.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you this morning. As you know, there is the spending storm that is impacting the Lesser Antilles and the Windward Islands. I am not too sure what is the latest on it, but many people, yesterday I stopped by at the supermarket and as smart it were, and I can tell you many people were there shopping, really taking, you know, the heed, taking the advice from the officials to prepare, and that is a good thing to see people preparing. Someone might say, boy, every time this hurricane season, it always makes us spend money unnecessarily. But you just never know when. The same thing we're saying just earlier on. Because you might say this one is a hoax or this one is not serious. And then it just springs up on you like how Hurricane Maria did. You know, just spring up on us by 10 o'clock, category 5. You know, so it's important that people are adhering. And people would have learned from, you know, the past hurricanes and storms, tropical storms that we've had. And the people I am backing on ensuring that they have all of the necessary, whether it's food items, whether making the changes within your environment at your home, ensuring that all your documents are in one place, in one bag or whatever it is, making sure that your insurance is up to date, making sure that you have adequate water supply and gas, you know, the essentials, you know. So that's what we're going to discuss this morning.
Storm preparedness. Carlton, for the approaching tropical storm Brett, the path seems to have taken a more southerly, you know, trend, but there's been a lot of uncertainty with the predictions for this storm, and you know, we're still watching carefully to see what's going to happen. But the thing is, what we're going to discuss now on this show is important for this entire season, regardless of if it's tropical storm Brett or you know, whatever is coming down the line. So, you know, the preparedness is not just for a storm or for a particular threat. It's something that is for the entire season. If you are well prepared, regardless of, you know, what's coming or when it comes, then you have certain things in place. And Carlton, I wanted to say too, when you spoke about people shopping, like when we talk about preparedness today, you and I, and of course our listeners who will interact with us, preparedness is not solely about spending money or shopping. There's so many other aspects of preparedness. And one of the big ones that I always think of, and I think maybe Maria taught this to a lot of people, is identifying risks as one of the aspects of preparedness. Identifying what are your particular risks, where you are, and how you should therefore mitigate against those risks. So if you're in an area that is prone to flooding, if you're an area that is prone to landslides, if you're an area where wind might be the more impactful thing for you, then you have to strategize accordingly. So my preparedness strategy might not be yours just based on where we live, you know? So like for a lot of people, identifying where in a house, for instance, is the safest place if a storm is approaching and you are not at a shelter. Where is the safest place? That is something maybe a lot of people didn't think about prior to Hurricane Maria. Like, where people were maybe scrambling, like I know I did, before they found the place that they stayed to ride out the storm, you know? But I think now most people may already have a plan in mind. You know, where do we go as a family if the storm is coming and we are in the home and we are not at a shelter?
Yeah. And that's a very good point that you raised, because many of us may have homes close to ravines and we know that these ravines usually turn to
monster rivers, yes, rivers,
you know,
yeah,
and they can overflow your banks, and you're wondering, okay, what do I do? What is the backup plan? Where do I have my vehicle parked? Even something like that, you know, where will I vehicle. Park my vehicle? How many trees that are around my house? You know, the neighbor may have a big mango tree and it's not so far from my house. How do I communicate with my neighbor and we come to an agreement as to how we prune the tree? Because that neighbor, what if you and that neighbor are not friends? But that tree is looking close to your property.
Right.
Or you may have an electrical pole and you recognize where it is, it's undermining. Have you called Domlek and said to them, well, listen, there is a pole that's close to my house. I've noticed X, Y, Z. Can you send your people to assess it and check? Right? Or you may notice you live in certain areas. How do you avoid being on the road or leaving work at a particular time to prevent you from being at risk? So I live in Castaways. I know that the Taro Cliff is extremely
dangerous,
risky and dangerous for me, right? And then there is that low-lying area before you take the Hillsborough Bridge that almost the entire road becomes water, like a river. So how do I navigate? How do I decide, okay, Carlton, you need to leave Roseau now because you have these areas to traverse? And so even you might be at work. Let's say you're at work tomorrow, Thursday or Friday, and it's beginning to rain heavily. How do you communicate with your HR people, with your manager, that you may need to leave because of X, Y,
Z? Yes. Your specific risk factors based on where you live or what you have to traverse to get to where you live.
Right.
Yeah.
And now that school is about to close, you may have your young children at home. You may have teenagers at home. Have you begun having this conversation with them? If you recognize a change in the weather pattern, what do you do? You know, where do you go? You know, what do you store? That type of thing. Right now, all of us should have portable clean water, preferably bottled water. Make a sacrifice and begin to buy your bottled water, store them up. You don't have to use them and waste them right now, but you know you have them there in case.
And water is something you can keep for a long period. Yes. It's not going to expire or spoil quickly. I believe the regulation or the recommendation is a gallon of drinking water per person per day in the household. So if you have four people in the household, that's 4 gallons of water. You have to kind of estimate that you would need a day if there is the loss of pipe-borne water to your home. And they always say to kind of estimate at least 3 days. You know, so you have to say, okay, 3 days, 4 people, a gallon a day, and do that math and make sure you have that at least in storage. As we saw after Hurricane Maria, it might be many days before you get water, but at least the first 3 days are critical in terms of you having your own storage. So sometimes people say, boy, it's expensive to prepare for a storm, because Carlton, we're speaking about having drinking water stored, etc. But if you do these things incrementally, you know, it was March, I bought a case, April, I bought a case, May I butter case by the beginning of the hurricane season in June? You have three cases of water ready, you know. So when a storm is anticipated, you don't have to rush and spend all that money because you were buying it bit by bit.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's a good point that you've raised as well. Yesterday I went to Josephine Gabriel and buy my cases of water.
Water, all right.
And sometimes you may want to go directly to the source, the agent, and buy in bulk rather than small amounts.
From a supermarket,
And so you would save some money as well. Mm-hmm. So if you know you may want to buy cases, you may choose to go to the source itself, the agent, the factory, where you may get a better price than you go to a supermarket where they have to put a markup on it already
to make
their profit. So,
you can save a little.
These are things that, so for example, like for Crick's, I will go to Esmart because they are the agents. So you get a better price there
than somewhere else.
So sometimes you just think of, okay, I'm looking for XYZ. Who is the agent for XYZ?
So you can get better prices.
Based on the quantity that you're looking for, you may be able to save a few cents, you know, from that purchase.
And Carlton, talking about preparing in advance and maybe, you know, to reduce expense, you buy things incrementally over a period of time, but you have to be militant about your supplies and not using them, you know, until the threat of the hurricane season is over. So for me, for instance, I do buy water in advance. I've had water saving there, like cases of water, you know, for the hurricane season. You cannot just be, when it's, you have water, just decide you're taking your bottle of water and drinking, you know. So you also have to have a certain level of discipline if you're going to buy the things in advance, to not use them until the risk is over, or the threat of the season is over. So don't be drinking your hurricane supply of water or eating your supply of dried goods. You know, kind of try to make sure throughout the season you keep certain things in play in your home.
That's,
you know,
very true.
Yeah,
and that's a good point that you've raised. Another thing that I heard, another point that I want to raise too, it's something that I heard many years ago, in terms of the hurricane preparedness package, what it should include. And one of the things that it should include is cash. You should try to have a float of at least minimum $500 in cash somewhere hidden in your house. Right, and let somebody else know, because let's say your brain is not, you don't remember so easily, you might have taken that $500, wrap it in a socks and stuff it in your shoe, and next thing you can remember which shoe, you can remember which socks, you can remember where. So you let somebody else know as well, that's responsible, that we have some money in cash if the need arises, where we need to get money, because at that time ATM machines will be down. The bank will secure its premises, its property. Most business places may not want to take checks at this time, and you need to have liquid cash.
Right.
And so, and preferably try to get your cash in EC dollars.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to make it in euro or US. Try to have it in the
local currency. Right.
And you can try to break it down as well. So rather than having it in $100 notes, you can have it in 20s, 50s, break it up. So at least you know how to, you can manage it better, because what if you go to a place and they're lacking change, right? They're lacking change. So it might be best to break down the money into, you could have $100 and make it into 20s, you could have 50s, you could have, you know.
Yes, make some change.
Make some change.
I think, you see, it that particular tip is very important, but I know for some people it is difficult to, you know, get that amount of cash or to have that amount of cash. People, of course, are at different, you know, socioeconomic levels. But I think, once again, if discipline, if you put some aside, you can, you know, manage that. But after the Hurricane Murray, I think this is a lesson that most people should have learned, that thing about keeping cash. Because we did see that you could have been the richest person in the world if you did not have cash, mm-hmm. you were stuck. Mm-hmm. You were stuck.
True.
Because there was no other, you did not have spending power unless mm-hmm. you had some cash. You know, so people were hustling for gas, for different things, mm-hmm. and they could only use cash. So I know some people might be listening and saying, boy, that's a lot of money to just be holding. Mm-hmm. But discipline again, sacrifice for the hurricane season. It's very important to have that. Otherwise, you're going to feel so stuck if you don't have some mm-hmm. cash after a storm.
Very true. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you may not... Yes, someone may come to your aid. Yes, you may get some food, but at what time?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At what time will that be available to you?
Mm-hmm.
And so, hence the reason, particularly when you do have children, you want to think of that. Another point too is for patients who are chronically ill, particularly those on dialysis, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you are... If you know that there is a pending storm, normally they would recommend that they are hospitalized. If you know you're going to be dialyzed or you are to be dialyzed 3 times a week, they normally ask you to get yourself to the hospital in preparation that if the storm occurs, you might be in, let us say, Grand Four, and the road collapses and you need to be dialyzed.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? So you also be, for those of us who have people who have these deep, you know, serious medical conditions, this is one of the discussions that we need to have. What is the plan? We live in XYZ. We live in a very far place. Dialysis is only done at the Princess Margaret Hospital for now. What is the closest place we can stay? Oh, we can send the loved one. They may not, let's say you may not get a hospital bed at that time, but can you stay close enough to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there someone that would be able to drive you to the hospital at that point?
Mm-hmm.
So that is something too that I wanted to certainly yes. mention.
And Carlton, in terms of I guess you would say health or managing illnesses in the time of storms or impending storms, there are so many other things to think about. I wanted to bring up and ask you specifically, mm-hmm. as the pharmacist, what about your medications and how do you prepare in the event of a storm and you are on prescription drugs? How do you prepare?
And that's a good question that you've raised. One of the things about us at Jolly's is that once you are on a chronic non-communicable management plan. So you're taking medicines for high blood pressure control, your glucose level control, your thyroid levels, arthritis, cancer, whatever it is. Once this season comes about, we accommodate you.
Mm.
Right? We don't say to you, oh, your prescription is expired, go to see your doctor, because you may not be able to see the doctor at that time.
That is true.
And at the aim is, because we know that you may become more anxious, and that will cause your blood pressure and your glucose level
vitals,
to spike.
Yeah, okay.
You may not even eat very well. Okay? Some people at that time, they can't sleep at all.
Right.
So all of these are risk factors that can cause elevation in your levels already. So the aim is to ensure that you get the medication. It's not saying that right now we don't want you to be adherent in getting a fresh prescription and seeing your doctor when your date has arrived. But at the same time, if there is that pending emergency and you come to us at the pharmacy and you're diabetic and you want your metformin, we're not going to deny you the metformin.
Okay.
We're going to give you what we normally recommend is at least 2 to 3 weeks of your medication should be stored.
Oh, okay.
But when the medication is dispensed to you, kindly ask the pharmacist wherever you go of the expiry date. You mm-hmm. want to know the expiry date, you can ask them to show you the container. Once you have seen the expiry date, you can ask them to write it on the prescription label for you. so that at least you know for a fact this is expired. This morning I did say on my other radio show, for patients who use insulin in particular, you may not have electricity. And so therefore the fridge may not be working at that time. Right. And you know, with insulin, it has to be preferably refrigerated. Now is a good time to have ice pack, make ice packs. Another thing, if you do not have ice, get Ziploc bags. You can put the insulin in Ziploc bags and put it in a container of water. That at least would suffice for the time being.
Okay.
Yes.
Carlton, that is a very important. I never heard that. The ice packs, I heard to make ice for different reasons. Mm-hmm. For preserving food. I learned before, in 2017, I learned this before Hurricane Maria, that you can freeze bags of water. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a freezer, deep freeze, whatever, and at least you get some longevity of your food items when that ice stays after you lose electricity, keep some of your stuff, you know, preserve for a little while in the ice. But for your medication, your insulin, that is an important consideration. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The same thing is applicable to certain eye drops. I know some people use xylitol eye drop. And it is that you have to refrigerate it.
Right.
The very same thing is applicable as well. Some of the children's suspensions, antibiotic suspensions,
Refrigerated antibiotics. Yeah.
We there are people who may not have refrigerators even now, and we say to them, okay, you don't have a refrigerator, this is what you can do: buy a Ziploc bag, ensure that it's properly sealed, and place the medicine in a container of water at room temperature, and that would suffice for the time being.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So for people, so just to repeat, you're saying, Carlton, for people with, chronic diseases who are on prescription, you should keep at least 2 to 3 weeks in supply if there is a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Particularly as we are in the hurricane season, where it's very unpredictable. Something can just easily occur. But not only just about hurricanes, we still in earthquake belts.
Yes.
So we can get an earthquake.
We are a disaster prone. I know. Yes, we have a lot of disasters that are possible
these days at any time. You know, things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And where you live, it may occur there, and it might make it very impossible to go places. And so you want to ensure that you have your medications. You have at least a 3 months lot, or 3 weeks lot supply of medicines that are there. You want to ensure that your medications are stored properly. They are properly labeled as well. And the medication is in your name, is in your name, because we do not recommend sharing of medications. A lot of the times that goes on during disasters, you know, I am on metformin and you on metformin. Can you give me some of your metformin? That type of thing.
Okay.
That could, you know, we see people doing things like that. Or somebody sugar high, they've not been using metformin, but they don't have their glyburide or their Junivea or something else. And you decide, well, I have metformin. My doctor gave me.
Let me give you some. Whoa. Yes.
So things like that we see happening. And so these are things you want to be very, very cautious about, because, again, one medicine may work very well for you. Another medicine may not work very well for you. And you may also get major side effects from that particular medicine that you're taking for the very first time. So these are things that we want people to be very cognizant about, be aware of as well. As well, too, you want to ensure that medications are never given in the dark. So yes, there are no lights, it's darkness, and the little fluorescent bulb, that light that you had, the battery just died on you, and you just remember that you need to take your eye drop or you need to take your medication, and you have no lights. Particularly when giving elderly and children medicines, it should never be given or administered in dark. Because can you imagine, you are given a drug that has what we call a very narrow therapeutic index. So a drug like that is a drug that can cause high levels of toxicity. So you can get poisoned, in a sense, with the drug. There is too much of a high concentration of that drug in your bloodstream. And the drug, let us say, you are to give 1 milliliter, 1 milliliter with a syringe, and erroneously, you give 5 milliliter.
Right. So that can prove to be toxic.
That's it.
To the person.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so that is why it would be best that you just avoid using the medicine for that period, hoping that you will have some form of light or illumination very soon, and that you can administer the medicine
properly.
But do not
yeah.
give the elderly and the children, do not administer medications in the dark.
And Carlton, you mentioned something earlier, and I want to bring it back up because I think it was an important point, and we kind of went past it quickly. But these times of storms, even if a storm does not actually impact the island, but just preparing or maybe the anticipation of a storm causes people to go off track in terms of their normal management of their eating and of their physical activity, their sleep, right? And so you made an important point that, you know, for people with chronic diseases, these are the times that their, you know, their numbers might start to go off, that blood pressure, that blood sugar, you know. So it is really not the time to not have your prescription medication to keep those essential vitals in check. Because I'm thinking of even sometimes, and people say this all the time, they hear storm coming or they might be so anxious, you know, they're just eating,
or
you know, or even like yesterday, I went to my exercise class. I haven't been so too hot with going myself, but yesterday I did go, and the class was empty. And then one of the ladies said, you know, when storm coming, people not worried about coming and exercise. so it's the same thing. People eating out of their normal range because they're anxious. You know, exercise is not for you at that time because you're anxious, you know. So those blood sugar and blood pressure numbers could start being affected.
Right.
Yeah, so...
And that's a good point that you've raised. And even people who do have psychosocial diagnosis, depression, anxiety,
bipolar,
schizophrenia, those types of conditions as well, you are more likely to see behavioral changes affecting people. People behaving differently. People I know of people, once they hear hurricane, they begin to get stomach problems.
Yes. Anxiety.
You know, hit them, and then they just get paralyzed, and they panic a lot. And then they, if they don't have the medication to help control their moods and all of this adrenaline and that has been pumped, they can end up, you know, getting into major problems.
In a serious condition, serious state,
So that too. And as we're on this too, it's important that at this time we have our glucometers, or strips.
That are not expired.
Or blood pressure monitors, ensure that they have batteries, and the batteries are not expired or they're not faulty. Because you want to be tracking. The health center may be available, but you may not have access to it, depending on where you are. You may not even be able to drive on the road because of fallen rocks and flooding and all of that.
Right.
And so
or,
you want to make sure...
Or the medical services may be overwhelmed if it's a serious storm. So let's just say in the future, in this season, we have a serious storm. The medical services are overwhelmed. You don't want to put yourself at the mercy of medical services that are overwhelmed. That's when, you know, bad things can happen.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you control your own health, your own conditions as much as possible, you know, within your home without having to access medical services at a time of, you know, storm or, you know, disaster.
True. And it's a good time to review your first aid kits as well.
Yes.
We do make first aid kits at Jolly's for all different, you know, budgets. We make corporate first aid kits. We make large family first aid kits. If you want your first aid kit to include a glucometer and a blood pressure monitor, we can add that in there. You know, but ensure that you, at this time, go for your first aid items. There are some over-the-counter medications that you also want to include there. Ibuprofen, paracetamol, your shilling oil, your Vicks, your bandages, your plasters, your antacid, you know, things to prevent diarrhea because you might drink a water that may give you, you know, a waterborne disease.
Gastro.
Right? So you want to have things for itching as well, like your hydrocortisone cream, your Puritan tablets. All of these things you can purchase without a prescription. The fever reducers.
Yes.
Things you can buy without a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So these are our medicines. I have done my own review too at my home and look at the products, the sort of drugs that I need to add, your Gravol, you know, things like that. Even over-the-counter sleeping aid, you might want a sleeping aid to relax you. That is also available as well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stock up on a lot of toilet paper as well, sanitary products too, sanitary pads, surface cleaners, these types of, you want to make sure paper towel you have.
Or wipes.
You want to make sure that you have these items too in stock.
Yeah, that first aid kit point, and Carlton, I had mentioned to you, I saw Jolly's posted this hurricane preparedness tips, pharmacy tips, and that first aid kit is one of the tips, and I think it's so important because sometimes people may have certain things that you mentioned, but they're in different places. Because I'm thinking of myself, I do have some acid reflux medication, antacid.
Yes.
Somewhere I have some ibuprofen in a little bag somewhere else. I have some, you know, so you can have these different
dispersed all over.
Yes, so some in your work bag, some in your, but if you make a kit and you have everybody also knows, you know, that kit is there, what is in the kit, so anybody in the home can access those things that may be critical, you know, especially if you're dealing with the impact of a storm. So I think that's a very good point, because I think a lot of the things you mentioned, people use them all the time, and people may have them, but they're not in one place, they're not organized, they're not, you know, or as you said, they may be expired, because that's another thing I think people do a lot of, is because I am guilty too, keeping expired over-the-counter medication. So if you really think in advance and you prepare, you can have that kit and it's in one, you know, specific location and everybody knows, and it's also the packaging waterproof.
True.
So that those, because when I'm thinking of those little things that I have all around the place, if the place gets wet, they would be destroyed because they're not in a watertight, protected package. So
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're on medications, if you do have young children, toddlers, babies, ensure that you have your paracetamol or Tylenol liquid. If you have older children, you could buy some ibuprofen liquid, your cough and cold medicines as well. You want to make sure you have that there. You may want to buy some suppositories, paracetamol suppositories that you can use. You can store it again and just put it in a Ziploc bag and leave it in water because it has to remain firm. Your thermometer, that is also important, particularly when you do have children. You want to maybe get a Vicks rub that you can use on the child, or coconut oil, something like that. That is important. Enough diapers and wipes. That too, you want to make sure that you have enough diapers, disposable diapers that we're talking about, and wipes. You may also want to get a Desitin cream or zinc oxide cream. Because the weather is already chilly around that time, it might be wet, damp, the child might be more susceptible to get a rash between the groin area due to the increase of yeast. And so you may want to use an almonds powder, anything that has zinc oxide at about 40%. into the area to prevent. And some people may also ration the diaper mm-hmm. and leave the diaper longer on the child at that time. So using a barrier, skin barrier like zinc oxide with bacitracin or bacitracin zinc oxide combination, or using amens powder, you can use that on the baby groin area to prevent a diaper rash.
Okay.
That is, and even the elderly as well. You may have somebody that is bed-bound. You want to look and monitor for pressure sores, or what we call bed sores. You want to make sure that the person is very irritated, that the person has, their skin is protected. From time to time, you turn the person gently, and you may wipe. You may want to use preferably cotton material underneath the skin to make sure that the skin is protected. Do not use nylon or polyester type of fabric underneath the skin, as it's not going to help to absorb moisture. So even using the zinc oxide powder, you can sprinkle that on the material even before you put the person to lay. So these are some tips that we also believe that is essential, that can help. Yes, you know about pruning of the trees,
right.
And you know about storing of the water and all of that, which are still very, very, very important. But in terms of the nitty-gritty of health and wellness measures that should be taken, we really wanted to highlight some of those to you.
Yeah, so important.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, and then we will resume. We'll come back to the show.
St. Mary's Chips, a chip for every occasion. Let's go where good things happen.
Craving a bite of something tasty but healthy? Then it's time to head to Jolly's Pharmacy and pick up some chips from St. Mary's. Cassava, banana, breadfruit or plantain chips, the choice is all yours. All ingredients are fresh from the farm and it's healthy. There's zero trans fat, no MSG and it's gluten-free. So when you're making those healthy choices, always choose St. Mary's. St. Mary's, where good things happen.
St. Mary's Chips. A chip for every occasion, made with love in the Caribbean.
Distributed island-wide by Jolly's Pharmacy.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Health Vibes. Health Vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Health Vibes.
Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be.
And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Stop shopping, Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun shopping. With your daughter or with your son shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
Oh, JP Mega, 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 Mega. The one-stop shopping, Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun
shopping.
Bring Papa and Mama along
shopping.
Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole, where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience.
So we're back with you as we're talking about hurricane preparedness, the hurricane season, what we all need to do as civilians, the protection that we need to certainly embark on. Let me just give you the numbers if you want to make a contribution or you may want to ask a question. 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257, And of course, you can call from overseas if you do want to make a contribution. That number is 305-432-9624. These are the numbers. But truly, we do have many people who have pets and animals as well. You may have goats, you may have sheep, you may have cows. And I remembered Hurricane Maria, quite a number of cows died in the Makushu area. We remember going across there and looking at the river, and the river had engulfed, and many of the cows drowned, and they were smelly and they had to be burnt, you know. And it was a loss to many farmers. We have a caller. Let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes,
good morning to you, sir.
The fella had died in the accident. He was working and he left out his job.
Excuse me?
The fella died in the accident. You said somebody spoke to him and he walked out from the prison.
No. I was saying that the young man from Newton who died, we were together on Friday. He was with me and two other people on Friday. And, you know, we had greeted each other, spent some time talking, and then, he went on to his merry-go, and then the next day he was dead. So that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, so we were talking about animals. So you may have your cats or cats and dogs, and you may have to consider, yes, you may have a doghouse in the yard, but where exactly the doghouse is it prone to flooding as well?
Is it safe?
Yeah. Is it safe as well? Is the doghouse under a big tree that you could have the tree branches breaking and could fall on the house and injure or kill the dog? What do you do? How do you protect your animals? And so the animals are part of the family. I have cats. And I too have to consider them too.
In your preparedness plan,
yes, in the preparedness plan. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, sir.
And morning to the young lady.
Yes, Miss Christian.
Good morning.
Carlton, I heard you speaking on the hurricane and people must get ready. But during the hurricane times, I just want the people to know there's a lot of things you can do, just as what you were saying there, Carlton, the natural medicine. Like, in case you get a pneumonia or a cold, if you can use some of the herbs in during those times, because you don't get the packages. And the natural things like a pneumonia, because most time you might find yourself standing up in the rain for a few hours, let's say a rough go. Sometimes you get hard pneumonia now. I mean, you can use a lot of natural things like topping time. You're good to have them things, either alcohol, rum, soft canwheel, sometimes garlic. You could put it in a stainless container, heat it. As you just say, and you heat it at a high temperature, then you can rub the person, put them under a blanket. And like you just said, if you have young children, coconut oil, warm coconut oil, rub them even before they get a cold. And if you have people that have a stroke, for instance, let's say you have a person with a stroke at home, that time the weather does get more cold, it's good to keep them warm, and you give them herbs like rosemary tea, and always good to have a nutmeg in case they get another stroke. It's always good to have a nutmeg that they could smell it by the nose, you pass it on their lip so that it will twist them out.
Okay.
And I just want to tell the people out there, Carlton, a lot of the customers asking me for the products, the nutmeg cream, the cayenne cream. You can get them at the mega store in Focole, at Jolly's, the nutmeg cream, the cayenne cream. And also the garlic oil is good for like when you get a serious pong, you know, like when you get a pong and it's swelling, you use the pure garlic oil. You could get them there by the big brand at Focole, Jolly's big store at Focole. But there is none in Rose. So a lot of people asking me, and even the people that working on the floor, the girls that working on the floor, they say the French people asking for the Ojas and the Cayenne. That's one of the things they're looking for.
All right.
So I just want to tell the customers that, and I want you to continue to educate the people. And just educate them on some of the natural things, the things your grandmother teach you, Carlton.
Thank you. Thank
even
you.
And even at the hospital there, you have a lot of people with strokes. I don't know why people getting so much strokes.
Yeah. We'll talk about
some
it.
Of the products, some of the products like the nutmeg cream, the cayenne cream that Lindo Mark. I know you're going to charge me for that. But some of
yes.
Some of your products at Lindo Mark, so you got to work together.
All right.
So
thank
I just
you.
Want to tell the customers, you're close to the hospital, you can check Lindo Mark, you'll get the nutmeg cream, cayenne cream, and oil. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make something clear to or clarify something, because it's something that we grew up with, that the rain gives you the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not medically true. What gives you the common cold is the virus.
Yes.
The rhinoviruses, the adenoviruses, the coronaviruses. These are the viruses that we're exposed to in the environment, and that gives us the common cold. Once that virus invades our respiratory tract, normally it gets through our nasal cavity or our mouth as well, and it begins to incubate, we can begin to experience the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So saying that the rain wet me and I got
it's
the
not,
cold
it's
from,
not correct.
That is not correct.
Right. Boy, that is a battle in terms of me as a teacher. I've had to fight because people insist that is what it is. And what I have researched and understood is there's a slight little minimization of your immune system if you are cold and wet.
Yes.
And so that makes you more prone to being, you know, attacked by a virus that is circulating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the rain that, you know, gave you
the
cold or the wind. It's just the fact that you may be at the time when you're cold, the immune system is a little weaker, and so you catch that more easily.
And guess what? The virus could have entered you days before.
Right.
Before
you actually
were exposed to the rain or the wind.
The wind,
So just a note that I wanted to make mention.
But talking about Carlton spreading of viruses, I mean, I know we will go back to the pets that we started, but like in times of storms too, or preparing for storms, people might be clustered in one area, particularly if you choose to go to a shelter or whatever. And so, you know, communicable viruses can spread so much easier if you are in a cramped conditions. So if everybody gather up in one place to shelter a storm, then you can have the transmission of those common viruses much more frequently. So that is another thing to look out for. You with all, you know, a whole set of people and one person is carrying a virus, everybody ends up, you know,
that
getting that cold or that flu.
So we're talking about things like, you know, chicken pox.
Yes, that too.
The common cold. Some rashes, you know, can also be even the viral conjunctivitis of the eye, red eyes. Things like that. We've seen cases like that occur, and that is a good point that you've raised as well. That's why it's important that we need to fortify our immune system, you know, take our supplements, you know, right now, exercise, you know, do everything that we can to protect and to fortify our immune system against these communicable and, you know, communicable diseases, more specifically the communicable diseases in that case, those that can be spread from person
to person.
So I was saying that to you.
You need to have a plan for the pets.
For the pet, because like my dog is afraid of lightning and thunder.
Uh-huh.
As big and strong as it is, it will start scratching my door and crying. It's afraid of that. So some way, somehow, I had to put it in the house. You have to put
Carlton,
it in the house.
Carlton, during Hurricane Maria, I held my dog, my terrier, Star, small breed, throughout the hours that we were in a wardrobe sheltering the storm. I took turns, my mother and I and my brother, holding that dog. That dog had to be, because you cannot leave your pet to the elements if you are being impacted by a storm, the pet, I mean, is part of the family.
True,
and the pet needs your safeguarding. So you do need to have a plan. We did not have a plan per se, so we had to hold the dog up because, of course, the roof is gone, the house is getting water, you know, it's flooding, there is wind, whatever, the dog needs to be protected. So yes, if you have a dog house that the dog normally stays in outside, but it's not a safe structure, or it is, you know, maybe a structure that can get flooded, you do need to make a plan to put that pet somewhere where it will be safe, you know, or if you have multiple pets, somewhere that they will be safe. And I hate to think that you just leave your dog or cat, you know.
True. Out. And I think too, now is a good time to at least even bring your pet to the vet to make sure that it has gotten its shots.
Right, and
it is free of fleas and ticks.
Right,
because you don't want
to. So if you have to come inside, it is in a good condition.
To be in a confined space, and next thing, fleas and ticks just override your house. So now is a good time to even if you because they're part of the family, and you want to make sure that they're safe. And so when you're bringing them in the house, that they have, you know, they're free from all of these. Diseases. Yes. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, my friend.
Morning.
I just meant to be all ears, but as Trudy was mentioning about she taking things to hold that little dog of theirs in a cupboard, it just prompted me to call. What happened? No, what it is basically, besides just domesticated pets, pets or animals. When you're facing stuff as a hurricane, most of all a hurricane, the barometric pressure in the atmosphere affects animals a lot. And it affects them in a different way. It affects humans too, because I wasn't there for Maria, but I understood people would say like they felt the air poppy, they felt this, they felt that. Mm-hmm. But with animals actually send barometric pressure before humans. And the barometric pressure has to be very, very low for it to affect humans. So I understood in Maria, a lot of people were talking about what their ears was feeling and the popping and the this and the that. But animals sense that. As a matter of fact, growing up as a young boy, whilst we didn't have all this networking with weather and all that, I mean, my granny would tell you when you see a particular crab would leave and the seaside and go up, like coming up land or so, she would tell you that move it at Avini. You'll see the birds flying in a different direction because they sense barometric pressure. So that is something a lot of people already understand it or don't know about it, but barometric pressure affects animals and they behave very frantically.
Okay.
I just wanted to interject that.
Yeah, that's true, because I've heard that for tsunamis.
If you realize when the report is given, they tell you barometric pressure 100 and so and so millibars, 1,000 millibars.
Mm-hmm.
The lower that number gets, the higher the barometric pressure. So the animal senses that and can be very frantically. And even in humans, because the barometric pressure would go down so low, then people with arthritis can feel a lot of pain too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it creates that kind of pressure on the body. Barometric pressure in the atmosphere has a lot to do with human, animals, trees, everything. But animals sense it earlier and they are more sensitive towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to interject that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, caller. Yes. The other thing, too, that we... Okay, let's take this other caller. Yes. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
So true what Nubin just said there.
Yes.
In 2004, there was a tsunami in Southeast Asia. And they tell you all animals, rat, dog, and cat take to the mountain, you know. That happened. The real thing, they feel in the vibration before human beings feel the vibration. And all of them run up. Dog, cat, everybody take by the mountain.
I've heard
except
that.
Except from... Something shall go read down, even Nigeria.
Wow.
You remember that?
I know I've heard researchers mention that.
That happened in December.
Okay.
26th of December.
Okay.
2004.
All right. Thank you, Colin, for the contribution. The other thing that I wanted to mention too is the emergency numbers.
Yes.
Knowing your emergency numbers and writing them down, not just knowing them in your mind, because you can get so confused, but writing them down. And I have to do that at my home. I don't even have it. It's something I have to do. It's one of my do list. But writing let's take this caller quickly if I continue. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Carlton.
Good morning to you, miss. Good morning.
I'm your guest.
Not my guest, my co-host.
Your co-host.
Good morning.
Hi, boy. There is so much to learn when you listen to Q.
Thank you.
Because, I don't know, but there is a lot to learn when you listen to Q. Because Q is a station of educational and knowledge. Boy, it is just good to listen to Q. Have a nice day.
Thank you. I hope that includes Jolly's, mentioned us. Let's take this other caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning to Carlton.
Good morning to you.
And your co-host.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm not a lover of animals. I'm not ashamed to say that. I do worry them. But I can remember, if you watch on the news, you will see that there was a dog before the Italy earthquake.
Yes.
Barking wrong the street. I don't know if you never watch it. Barking. Because it felt the earthquake before everybody felt. And just after that, the earthquake happened. Thank you so much.
The animals definitely have a different level of, the same way the dogs can hear different frequencies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Compared to us. Yes.
Because you'll wonder, how is it that your dog knows that it's you, your vehicle that has come home, versus your dog and your cat knows. Versus, because my cat will go and it will go on my wife's vehicle. It will go on my vehicle. And it will sleep on our vehicles, but it will not do it at the neighbors. It will not go on nobody else's vehicle and do that. So how does it know that this is its owner's vehicles, that it can do it and not do it on the somebody neighbor's else. Vehicle? You know, so it's amazing how these animals, they know these things. Right. But I was talking about the emergency numbers. Having your emergency numbers displayed, you can stick it on your fridge, you can stick it somewhere on your door, your main door, in your house somewhere, that everybody knows the number. So in case, making sure that your phone is always topped up, you have money on your phone. Most people's cell phones they have now rather than the landline. But you have your local health center's number, the fire station number, the ambulance number, the police station number. You have these numbers written down in case there is an emergency where you really need to call somebody. You have those numbers. Right. You don't have to be scrambling. Not many people have local telephone directories at home
anymore,
and the internet might be down too, and so you may not be able to Google that particular number. So it's important to have those numbers written down and have them somewhere displayed in the house. And if you do have small children, let them know. These are the numbers. So if you have a white paper, you may want to write emergency in red, and you may want to use a black marker and write, you know, St. Joseph Health Center. I live in Castaways Mirror, so I could say, St. Joseph Health Center, this is the number. St. Joseph Fire Station, this is the number. Princess Margaret Hospital, this is the number. My local doctor, my main doctor, this is my doctor's number. You know, or the family doctor. So in case that there is somebody that you need to call urgently, you don't have to be scrambling. The number is displayed somewhere that you can actually access it and you can make that call.
Right. And people talk about all the time, I think this is a known tip, that you should secure, you know, documents,
yes,
your birth paper, whatever, your passport, whatever, important documents and so on, in an airtight plastic or whatever container or plastic bag, something that cannot get wet. But I think, Carlton, your mention of emergency numbers, and I would include to maybe numbers of your close family or so on, should also be on a list somewhere in that airtight sealed container or plastic bag. Why? Because sometimes phones don't work in a storm, sometimes you have no clue about a particular number.
We don't retain numbers
yes,
like before.
We don't. Mm-hmm. So everybody's reliant on the numbers in the phone, and you know, sometimes if the phone for whatever reason may have gotten wet or one person's phone is not working, then somebody can look at that list of numbers and be able to reach out to whoever they need to reach out to. So don't rely on having your stored numbers in that cell phone. I know some of us, if the cell phone is down, we just totally lost.
Very true.
We don't know anything about anything because everything is saved in the phone. So it's a good idea to at least those critical numbers. If somebody, you know, let's say you're in an emergency situation and you need to say, call this person and tell them, you know, I am safe or whatever, but you don't know their number.
It's true.
But if you
and
had it written,
your overseas numbers as
right,
well,
your family,
friends and family that you may want to add to that list.
Right, because you remember how many people were panicking after after Hurricane Maria because they could not get news or information about their relatives. So, you know, have that written so you can tell somebody, my daughter in Canada, this is her number. Somebody may be able to assist you.
Very, very good point. And now is not the time to be spending too much money and filling up the fridge with plenty meat and perishable foods, you know. So you buy meat sparingly, you know, but don't buy a lot of these foods that are easy to spoil. So you want to be wise in spending, and you want to make sure that you buy those that, so right now, rather than having all these canned milks, you prefer to buy powdered milk. At least, you know, you have powdered milk. Yeah. You want to have flour. You might need to make bakes. You might need to make, you know, you cannot get bread. But you have bakes, you have oil, you have oil, you have flour. You can make some bakes. And trust me, when the weather tough, and gloomy, a hot mix does really come down good with a kakuti or basilic tea.
Yes.
Basilic tea and kakuti with a good mackerel coming down.
Carlton is giving the hurricane recipes.
Yeah,
Papa, the hurricane menu or the storm menu.
Yeah, man. And it's one pot, you know, Trudy. It's a one pot. One pot you have to make two. One pot of your macaroni and corned beef. You know, a hot macaroni and corned
but
beef.
But to be honest, you know, food is a comfort for a lot of people during these times. You know, and some people...
And the
really,
child is hungry.
Yeah, and some people do get comfort, of course, from those things that we associate with,
yes.
You know, storm. You know, the cocoa tea and the bakes and, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Carlton, before we're wrapping up, yes. I want to just say good morning to Glenda Shillingford. I see she has been contributing to the program, and we take in some of her comments. So good morning to you, Glenda.
Definitely. Well, we are just about out of time. It is 11:35, 25 minutes before the hour of 12. It was a pleasure again being here with you for yet another episode of Health Vibes. Go out, continue to protect yourself, continue to love each other, continue to speak positive into your life and into the lives of others. And as always, remember, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Have a good morning, everybody, and continue to take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lango, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way.